Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway, Pisa.
The runway. Shake up. witch doctor.
James Khan presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011, at the Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, the icon, Jack Mizrahi, and the icon, Delvin Khan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m., be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Khan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Khan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Khan. See in person. The icon James Khan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
And then, put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To be real.
Wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
Boys and queens, we are live back on the air for another installment of the motherfucking show. It is the weekend recap of everything that happened this weekend, whether it was ball related, whether it was club related, whatever it may be, bitch, whether it was a fight, a drama, whatever you want for your motherfucking mama, honey, we're going to give it to you this motherfucking weekend, honey. The girls are here and they are in the building. I hope we definitely do have motherfucking Kitty Balenciaga and Mother Erica Kane Mizrahi on the phone lines, honey, because the girls said they have a lot to say and a lot to motherfucking read about this function this weekend. I don't know, because I wasn't in the building. The tickets were $570 round trip to go on Saturday and to come back on Sunday. And I just couldn't afford that, honey. it because I have to be in D.C. next weekend for my motherfucking birthday. So I couldn't afford to spend $500 this weekend and then spend $1,500 next weekend for my motherfucking birthday. But without further ado, I'm going to bring on the lady of the hour, my rock, sock, and legendary sister herself, the overall East Coast mother of the house of motherfucking Khan, and it is my sister, and what the beat says.
Baby, bouncing my body up and down like, what's going on?
Yes,
you know, moving these hips. Yes, you know, I got a small waist like Naomi Campbell, right? So, you know, I was just moving. Hi, America. Hi, girls. Hi, boys. Fags and trade and, you know, the butch queens and all that other stuff like that. What's the deal?
Nothing much, honey.
Where's the team? Where's Rodney? I want all the juice from the bowl. I got some calls, and they weren't nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I text Rodney just now. I just texted Rodney a few minutes ago. I waited for Rodney to get back to me with the texts, honey. But they gave me, it was a lot of things going on, honey. They gave the very bench. It was too, and oh, well, hold on. Because last week I got a message on Facebook, and someone wanted to come on the show because they didn't like what was said about them and everything. So, you know, if that person, if you're out there and you're listening and you want to come on the show,
who
you
said
can definitely
it?
Come on.
Well,
the air,
I got something
live,
somebody said.
On the air.
They said that Albanian let that child take his crown. So I want to know why Albanian can't get up on his phone, because what happened to the old way? I want to know what happened, Albanian. Where is my brother? Can someone get the legendary prestige and get him up on this line? Please, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I want to know, my thing is, I want to know what happened to Club Ted, because they said these girls did not come out. They said these girls came out. The girls was not giving Club Kid. They said they was giving Big Lot Kids, Miss Thing. They was not giving Club Kid, Miss Thing.
That's
but
not all
know,
that
honey.
They said, Cal. They said that the judges panel was a 007.
Mm-hmm. Yes, honey. And the girls also gave me that there was two Balenciagas on the panel. 15 has just came in the chat room.
They said they didn't know where how she didn't know what how she was going to be in that night.
Well, they gave me it was two Balenciagas on the panel because Alyssa 007 was supposed to be a Balenciaga. So they gave me that all her votes were going to all the Balenciagas all night. Two Balenciagas on the motherfucking judges panel. I don't know.
Harold, this is not what somebody go text Harold. Get I want to speak to Harold too. Then he got to be up on this juice tonight. Let me light my pep line. It's juice tonight. Mm-hmm. Because, see, I am not going to address the people. I want to address the leaders, because this is what their house, Kelly. And you said that it's two Balenciagas. So that means that she was saying that she was a 007, so she really knew she could be a Balenciaga so that she can give the Balenciaga votes to the Balenciaga, to whoever walks in the house. I don't know.
Well,
I'm just
that's
saying.
What the girls were giving me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how true it is, honey. Maybe Miss Erica press one and come up here and, you know, and tell us about this, the function and everything, honey. I don't know. And, you know, I tell you girls, Miss Thing, I don't care if it's a Mizrahi function. I don't give a fuck what function it is, Miss Thing. If the function is a capital L, I'm going to read it, Miss Thing. And so nobody should take offense, because I am not Mother Kelly Mizrahi right now. I am a ballroom reporter right now. So, they gave the verdict that the ball was late with a capital
and I'm the conjurer.
The tables was very cute. They gave it away, even though that it was only like 100 girls and at the ball. They gave it away. Miss Erica and Miss Kitty still had their coins for the children.
Okay, that's good. I'm E and J.
Oh, Ronnie is not going to be with us tonight, honey. Ronnie is on his way to work. So.
Oh. They said that Rodney was going to come on here and tell a fib anyway. That's what they said to
him. Hold on. The phone is ringing. Hold on. Hold on. The red phone is ringing, honey. Girls, go out and get the new sidekick. She is TNG Slash, honey.
She is
TNG, honey. Wait, hold on.
TNG. What's TNG about her? All she is another way that the government can track y'all freaky people down. That's all it is. Y'all so impressed with all this GPS and sidekicks and apples and iPads and iPhones. Everything you do is now going to the CIA, the FBI, anything else that is looking for you or need to investigate you because you have all your information in these new technology phones. So kudos to y'all. I'm staying with the classic old boost, bitch. Keep it.
Okay, well, baby, where's Miss Tayana at? Miss Tayana might have...
Where's 15? Get 15 on this line, because, get 15 on this phone.
Hold on one moment, Nicole. I have someone is ringing my bell at 11 o'clock at night. Who will be ringing my bell this time of night?
You want one of the kids from the house, Ms. Rahi?
No. Bitch, not my bell, honey. Bitch,
Is it a Ms. Rahi?
No, I don't know who it was. But hold on, we have 15 calling here, honey. We need your tea, honey. Hold on, we have a caller. 716-603. You're live on the air. Hello? You're live on the air? I guess not, honey. Hold on. We got another caller.
Okay, make sure you don't call your phone number.
267-515. You're live on the air.
Are you?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
How you doing?
Hi.
What's up?
Okay.
Hello, where he go? No, baby. Don't click them today, baby. I got the ENJ. Put them back. Where you go, baby? Come on. You want some?
718-810. You're live on the air.
Oh, no.
Open your door.
Ooh. The Milans are in the building. I told you I knew that number.
And he's over my door. I'm looking like, who is this boy ringing my bell?
You were scared?
Yes,
I wasn't opening my door, honey. I was nervous, honey. The children got to call into the radio show to get up in here. Honey, it's for Knox.
That's not a boy.
And I don't know who this boy was. But you hear my son is barking. Hello?
Yeah.
I'm hoping to see everybody in D.C. at the cocktail ball, you know? There's so many new categories that have been added. I would love to see all the icons and the legends on the floor, being that we always have such a big juice about them not being acknowledged. I would love for all of you guys to come out and play with each other and have a really, 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 really good time as I go with my whole new look. Oh, my God. What is that guy going? Let me get out of here. Yeah,
oh, cool. I fixed it, honey.
I got nervous.
Baby, I don't know, honey. Where's Miss Erica at? Where is Tayana Milan? Where's everybody at that was at this function? Why is nobody not calling in here about this function?
Because I heard the girls were very upset about the function, Kelly.
Yeah, the girls was very upset about the function. They definitely was. Miss Shane, they definitely was. They gave the Mary $1,000, another $1,000 to Thaddeus Balenciaga, another $1,000 at one of his girlfriend's balls, Miss Faye. They gave the rate. That's the only time somebody just hit me up on Yahoo and they gave the rate. That's the only time Miss Thaddeus wins is at one of her girlfriend's balls.
Ooh, is Thaddeus the one that they was fighting?
Yeah, Thaddeus the one that Monet knocked at the DC Awards ball.
Oh, hi, Thaddeus, both of them. Hey, Thaddeus, what's juice? Get on this line.
Hey, Miss Erica.
Hi, Mother. Hi, Nicole. How are you all?
Hi, Erica. How
are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing good. Just in here, you know, having
you
my
should
dinner.
Be. You got all that damn money, baby. You could care less what anybody say, darling.
You know,
I would
I
be
really,
feeling
I really,
cute.
I knew going into this, you can't please everybody. So I knew it was going to be a bunch of unhappy campers. You know, most of those that got chopped and didn't win, you know, like every function. But I really appreciate everybody that came out. I really had a wonderful time. And the official count was 223, just to let the girls know. And yes, me and Kitty still gave out all
$3,000.
We finished all of our categories. It was definitely like seeing the legends in the building, Harold and Rodney and Andre. Definitely shout out to the House of LaCroix for coming all the way down here. Madison looks fabulous, walking safe, even though she got chopped it with shade. I definitely had a blast, and I really, like I said, want to just thank everybody that came out.
Okay, well, since you said that, Miss Erica, and you thought it was shade that they chopped Miss Madison, you was the ball promoter. Why didn't you bring her back?
You know, I actually didn't even see Faith. I was actually in the back conducting business, and I heard them, like, getting down to, like, the countdown like anybody else, and I knew that the money was getting ready to be given out. So that's when I rushed out there. When I rushed out there, the only person I seen was the Escada girl who had won, and that's when I counted out the money to her. So I didn't even see the category Faith at all.
Oh, so you gave your money to Shave.
Yeah, I just because I was gonna give it out regardless. I was giving out the money regardless all night anyway. So I just like I said, when they were telling me the countdown 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, anybody else, and I knew it was time to give out the money. That's when I rushed up there and I gave the Escada lady her money.
Well, y'all all heard it here. Madison was supposed to win. You are the grand prize winner. Not every time will you win on the floor, but you did win in all reality. Congratulations.
I mean, I'm not saying that she should have won. I just don't think she should have got chopped. She looks beautiful to me.
Oh, so, okay.
And they gave to her, and there wasn't an Escada on the panel, and she won her $1,000. But they gave to her, there was two Balenciagas on the panel.
There was not.
Now, Mother Erica, what do you have to say about that?
That was not two Balenciaga. And it was Pearl Balenciaga. Now, like I said, I was doing a lot of running around that night, but I had heard Ray Ray make a reference to Alyssa that, you know, you don't have to vote for the Agas every time because they're not going to let you in the house. So that's when I had people on the
Let me get Ray Ray on
the phone. That, you know, apparently Alyssa was voting for the Agas all night. I didn't see that to myself, but apparently a couple of people in the audience have felt that way.
My brother going to tell me. I'm going to get him on the phone. I'm going to find out.
Oh, honey. Hold on. We have a caller, honey. 317-397. Your live on the air on the recap show.
So why don't Thaddeus deserve his $1,000?
Ooh, goddamn!
The iron that came across my earphones. Who am I speaking with? This is Thaddeus.
This is Thaddeus, Malcolm Balenciaga.
That's right.
Okay. The PSA came across my earphones. They gave the right. Congratulations to Thaddeus Balenciaga for another $1,000 at one of his girlfriend's functions. That's the only time you ever see him win.
It was straight fair. The Miz Rodney's came out to play. It went late night. Cassandra did real good last night.
No, why are you saying the Miz Rodney's? This is not me speaking. This is one of my IMs from Yahoo.
No, I'm just letting you know. All the people that came out, the Miz Rodney's did good. The Ebony's did good, but it came home to Aga at the end of the day. That is, he fucked it up.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, like, it was a lot of girls who walked in, and it was 7 judges that was, like, complete different houses. So, I mean,
well, Thaddeus, a lot of people said that you did deserve it as far as the winners and stuff. They felt like that it was a girlfriend bow. And
yeah, they said a lot of the girls that came out, Miss Thing, they said they did perform, Miss Thing. They said a lot of the girls did perform.
But you got that $1,000.
That Club Kid was not Club Kid. It was Big Lock Kid.
But you got the $1,000, and I'm on your side. You tell me your number. Can I get to 100?
I'm only saying what the girls told me and what the girls
I'm not repeating what they said.
Me
tell you because you got 1,000, baby.
A whole rundown of the function, Miss Day. They even read Miss Kool-Aid, honey, and they said Miss Kool-Aid was on a commentating strip, Miss Day, and she was just power struggle, Miss Day. They said she read the girls from the first category to the last category all night long. She was reading the girls all night long. They gave away all those girls that came out there for those club gate categories. They look like motherfucking dog shit. That's what they said. They said the fabulous thing about them all, was the tables.
No, shade, I did it for them type of
time.
That is a very important thing.
Oh, shit, I'm going to fuck you up. That bitch said, no shade. She fucked the boy, right, bitch? I turned it for those tables. No, the Thaddeus, you still got Thaddeus. You still got that 1,000?
Yeah, she got a Thaddeus, got all of his 1,000. Like, I
okay,
didn't
well, maybe we should talk.
Kelly.
I'm only telling y'all what people told me.
Ray Ray's trying to call
function.
In, but the radio show is full. He want to say it himself. So that means everybody.
Hold on. So I just cleared the lines, mistake. All those girls that's trying to call in here, they can definitely call in here.
All right, you got it. But Thaddeus, dude, you got to.
Hold on. Before I say anything else, I forgot, and it's almost over. I want to wish Daddy Icon a happy motherfucking birthday, because today is his birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Father. Happy birthday to you. He's like 49 years old, y'all. I was gagging because I seen the birth certificate. You would gag. Jason's like 49.
Hold on, y'all. My girl is on the line.
You got it going on.
Are you there?
Yes. Hey, Kelly. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Erica.
Hi,
15. Hello. I get back from Kentucky the day after the ball.
15. Can I say something, sis? 15. 15.
Yes.
I just want to tell you that I'm cutting up today, and Thaddeus is on the phone. The one he won $1,000, and you was in Kentucky, and he won $1,000, and you was in Kentucky, and he won $1,000.
Mm-hmm. You should have came up to me, bitch. I didn't know you was there.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I believe that 90% of the people that won every category should not have won. I think everybody almost should have got chopped, to be honest. You know, like, I personally feel that Al Vernian should have won the 500. Obi should have got chopped.
What I heard about Al Vernian, they said it was in bright colors. Al Vernian didn't have bright colors, but they still let him walk.
Okay,
and
they said Erica said that
it was okay.
Well, the thing is that Al-Vernian should have got chopped for his colors, and Obi should have got chopped for his O-way, because that's not O-way.
Oh, shit. So, wait. If Ivernian would have wore the right colors, then he would have won.
Exactly.
Yeah, most of the times when the girls make policies about people walking categories and didn't bring the categories the right way, and the promoters let them in, and the promoters let them walk, the judges tend to still vote for the person that brought it the correct way.
And that was the case.
Right. And Erica, Erica and Kitty, you know, I like you all. You all are perfectly fine. That's why I came to support y'all. I could care less if it wasn't a lot of people at the ball.
Bitch, I am married. You was in the building, bitch, and I didn't even know.
Yes, I was in the back with my little cocktail, and I was just recognizing a few little things that was going on in the back in the bathroom. You know, I had to, you know, do a few things and, you know, see a few situations or whatever. But anyway. I want to say congratulations to, what's her name, Ray Ray Mizrahi, legendary Ray Ray.
C15, the person that had hit me up before and said they were going to pull your card. Can you please ask 15 if she was in the building, where was the bar at? Because I don't think she was in the building.
It wasn't a bar in the building. I brought my own cocktail.
Okay. And they said it was my bar. Okay, work. She's
VIP.
Oh, y'all thought it was this? Y'all thought it was... Oh, so Ray Ray turned it out? All right, don't let her...
Ray, okay, Mark, she's right.
Ray Ray turned it out. Dominique did a good job, and also the Fat Infinity Child. I don't know his name, but he did
Oh, yeah, from, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
That
yeah,
was the only category
really
that I really liked. As far as that that Butch Queen Face Club kid, baby, when I tell you they all should have got chopped and sit on their way, that was ridiculous.
That was Who won? Who won?
Dominique won.
Butch Queen and Face Club Face?
It was open to all Club Kid Face, and Summer Skylar Lady won. She was very bald headed. I think she gave like Asian cut. What was
that? You know what? Since y'all threw the ball, I think y'all should have helped judge that category. I don't even think y'all should even gave out the coin for that because nobody brought it.
You know
right.
what? And to be honest with you, you know what? Several people said that, including one of the commentators. But like I said, I wasn't there. I was just there to have a good time, and I really wanted everybody to just come out
right.
and have fun. So that's really why I
right.
gave it all the coin. And then on top of that, I didn't want it to be no tea because even though it
mm-hmm.
was a small crowd, I didn't want the girls to give, oh, they didn't have that coin. You would never say that about me, honey. So that's why I gave out all the coin.
15, hold on, I'm trying to get Tayana on the line. See, these girls is at you, 15.
I don't care if they at me. They can stay at me.
But, bitch,
okay,
I am so mad you
okay.
again. I didn't know it, 15.
Yes,
they get
the right.
Okay.
And mind you, the judges
hold on, 15, they get
the right.
Okay.
The same girl.
Question, that ball question was cute. Now, the 15 was really in the building. How many times did Miss Erica change?
That's a good question.
Sarah, I don't need to answer that question. I don't have to answer that.
Y'all heard it here,
they ask
honey.
That. I know why they asked me that, but I'm not going to answer it.
Honey, okay.
Just know I was
I
there.
I don't know what happened.
Just know I was there. Just know I was there.
Are you there? Hold on. I'm trying to get Tayana on the line, honey.
I thought Thaddeus did a good job, to be honest. I thought Thaddeus did fine.
Oh, okay. Did y'all send Thaddeus away with all that money?
No, somebody said that wasn't even Thaddeus on the phone line.
Oh, well, I need Thaddeus.
That was Thaddeus' child, Malcolm. He was schoolboy. He got Aga, too, from Indianapolis.
Oh, that was Mr. Hunter.
Look for the number 773-661, Kelly.
Hold on. I don't know what's wrong with this phone, honey. And trying to get my sister Tayana on the line, honey.
They said that was shade 15 because Erica only changed once.
No. For the record, I had three times.
That's not even the answer. Exactly.
I changed close three times.
Hello.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about. The person that just said that she only
exactly.
changed once.
That's why I said I don't need to answer that question, because she didn't even know.
Okay, hold on. We have another caller, and our next is 773-661. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, everybody. Hi,
Kelly.
They said you did cute at the ball, child. That was cute. Okay.
Ray Ray, they said that because somebody hit me up and they said it was two Balenciaga on the panel, and they said you put this room in the air. So can you please tell us what you're talking about, Ray Ray?
I didn't put a room in the air. What happened was the whole night, it was told to me by a Balenciaga to get into that Miss Thing is picking everybody that Havel picks if she doesn't pick up Balenciaga. The Aga told me that she's trying to get into the house of Balenciaga. So when I realized that she was being shady like that and my kids were involved, they stopped the music. I said I had something to say, and I told her to her face. But it don't matter how many Balenciagas you pick or if you pick everybody that Havel picks, they're not going to let you in. Look at you.
Oh, shit.
That's what I said
to her. Tayana, how do you feel about that?
But Ray Ray, when you said that, we had key cackled.
Tayana?
I'm here.
So how do you feel about what Ray Ray just said, Tayana?
Cricket.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what
sister about that situation because I did know that she was trying to get in the house, but I didn't look at it until you know she said something about it.
Well, did she get in? No, they said they never let her in. After all of those votes, they said they'd never let her in. So y'all mean all of these kids suffered for nothing? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no. See, this is what I'm talking about. No. Mm-mm. No. No, get her on this phone. Get her on this phone. Get her on this fucking line. That's what she did to the kids, and they still said no? Oh,
she
hell
said she,
no.
She said she was gonna. She said she wanted to call in here. She
get on the phone, Kelly.
The
you get everybody.
On my Facebook and said she wanted to call in because she didn't like how people were talking about her on the radio show. So maybe if she's out there listening, Alyssa 007,
her name is Master Splinter. Her name is
Splinter.
Master Splinter. Oh, my God. Is that the one from last week?
Yes.
That's the one from last week.
Well, I'm going to take up for her next time. She was upset that I had talked about her the last time.
Y'all gotta get it to Tiana. You wanna clarify that you wanna take up for her now because she was upset with you the last time. So you decide to speak up because no, you can keep it.
Wait.
No, you can keep it.
Damn girl.
You can keep it. We good.
Let everybody know. Over Yahoo. I don't care if they're Mizrahi. I don't care if they're Carl. Whatever house they in, they say.
You know what? I want to say this. I want to say this. You know what?
Somebody move away from their computer.
Wait, I want
to
say this.
However, Rodney, he's not here tonight. As long as they're sending me something across Yahoo, as long as they're not revealing anybody's status or talk about any STDs or anything, mistake, I'm going to motherfucking read it, mistake.
Hello?
Your mom is Alyssa felt some type of way because that is what the girl sent across motherfucking Yahoo, mistake.
Now listen,
so,
Kelly,
you know,
I want to Kelly. Can I say this? This is what I want to say. They made her. She became a legend because she is legendary for her category. But she became legendary because of her own ideas, of her own mind, what she thought of different things. You know what I'm saying? Not that you riding off of what Harold just because you want to get into a house. That's like you're already legendary, so you don't have to. You don't have to do all of that to get into a house. Like that's what's ridiculous.
Oh wow.
I don't understand why leave a house as a mother to go and join another house as a child.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit. Who said? Somebody said she wasn't happy. That's a good reason, you know? You know, it's not bad. She wasn't.
Got another caller. Hold on. 773-642. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, this is Alyssa.
Alyssa, they said that you wasn't happy. Could you clarify?
Well, I just tuned in and I heard a few things that were said about me, and I find it quite interesting because, you know, I can read too, but I'm not going to go that route. But what I will say is that as far as the Balenciaga thing, if anyone was at that ball, they know most of those votes were going towards Andre's way first and then headed towards my way. Harold was on the opposite side of me. So if anything, Harold was voting the way I was voting.
Alyssa.
Okay.
Alyssa,
yes.
I was there. This is Ray Ray.
I saw it too.
If I felt any other way, I wasn't trying to embarrass you just because I don't like you, because I don't even know you like that. You're a nice girl. You're a nice girl. You know, like you serve your category. You do everything. But I watched you on the panel. And actually, if you want to be technical, you want to be honest, Balenciaga is the one who pointed it out to me for me to start watching.
And, But cut the shade off there, Ray Ray. If you look into that, it wasn't that many Balenciagas who even came to that ball for me to vote for Balenciaga. Listen to me.
Let me tell you, I've been doing this a long time. I've been doing it much longer. I've been doing this much longer than you have. I know shade when I see it, and I know a spade when I see one.
Well, hold on. By
you were definitely a spade that night, sweetie.
Wait, do you think by me being whoever's saying power in the background?
Alyssa, hold on. All y'all with that sound effects, y'all need to stop the sound effects. Stop being rude. I'm gonna mute your mic.
And my whole thing is the reason I called into the show tonight is to defend myself. Like I said, Ray Ray, there's no reason for me to serve the Mizrahis. Actually, I have a strong
I never said that. Listen to me. I never said that you served the Mizrahis because in actuality, you can't serve the Mizrahis. That's not what I said. Listen to me. It had nothing to do with the Mizrahis at all. It was what you were doing all night.
You
weren't being fair at all. In my opinion, you were not being fair. It was not just to the Mizrahis.
If you felt that way, in all honesty, why did you not come up to me as an adult and say, "Well, Alyssa, this is what I think you're doing"? And then,
because you know what? I'm not a phony bitch. I'm not gonna be up there whistling. Listen to me. Everyone at the ball had already saw what you were doing. It was pointed out to me.
You knew what you were doing.
Why would I have to come to you and tell you? I made it aware for everybody else to notice. That's what I did.
I was not picking everything the Herald was picking because most of votes were
just
not
in case they didn't know. You know.
But if that's what the you know what I'm gonna put like this. If someone has something to say with me, say something to me, they could come to me and say it to my face. I'm not trying to become a Balenciaga. I'm not trying to join any house. I wouldn't be trying to become Balenciaga no more either. That's not what happened. Whatever Balenciaga said that's fine because, I mean, well, never mind. I'm not even going to go there because that's not even necessary.
Don't be a Balenciaga. I would have made the other options too.
That was not even an option. I was not trying to become a Balenciaga.
I don't want you to think. I just want you to know that I don't have any dislike.
What we're not going to do is when I talk, everybody listens. This is my show.
I know that's right. I know that's right, Cal.
Y'all heard that.
If I start talking, everybody be quiet. And I'm only going to say be quiet nice the first time. The next time I'm going to be disrespectful.
So, Kelly, can I ask the question?
What comes across Yahoo. The girls dug up your name last week, and then the girls just started going in. I only read what comes across Yahoo. So now, Alyssa, I got a question that just came across Yahoo, and they said, can you please ask you why did you leave the House of Blondie?
The reason I left the House of Manolo Blahnik.
That was my question.
Okay. The reason I left the House of Manolo Blahnik is because I was there for many, many years. I felt as if the direction that the House was going in was the wrong direction that I wanted to do. I felt as if I wanted to do something different. That's all. No shade. I felt as if I really don't walk balls too much anymore. I don't really get into the whole lifestyle. I got something to do Monday through Friday other than balls, and I feel as if I feel that the Blahniks, which is a really, really strong, nice family, that's just not what I want to do right now as far as ballroom scene. If I'm going to do balls, I don't want to do it under the name of Blahnik anymore just because of that reason. It has nothing to do with the members. Jay is a wonderful person. Camaro is a wonderful person. Lady and the rest of them. It's just that I felt as if I did not want to pursue that anymore.
Okay. And to you, IMers in the chat room, the reason that I did not go and support Erica Ball is because last year the black market ticket agents came down and they cracked hammers on the motherfucking girls, bitch. I didn't fly a motherfucking craft, and the tickets were $570 round trip to come on Saturday and for me to come back on motherfucking Sunday because I have a husband, I have a life, and I have a motherfucking job, and it just was not in my motherfucking budget. And next weekend is my motherfucking birthday, and I gotta celebrate my birthday in motherfucking style like the motherfucking diva that I am. How you motherfucking doing?
I'm fine.
I just want to say this, Alyssa. What I said to you at the ball, I don't have any dislike for you. You know, I don't dislike you, but it's just like ballroom politics. You were doing something that I felt was wrong at the ball, so that's where I addressed it at. I don't want you to think that I dislike you or any of that. It's not that. It's just that I felt like I needed to address that situation while it was happening because there's a lot of times when we go home from balls and say, did you see what mm-hmm. she was doing? That was fierce. That was fucked up. Mm-hmm. And then it happens at the next ball because it was addressed. I fought right then and there. So wait, let me finish so that the next time if somebody else feels that they want to do the same thing, they're
mm-hmm.
going to know that this bitch is here and she's going to let it be known.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, and let me say this. Ray, what you said at the ball, even though that was not the case, I'm still sticking by that, even though that was not the case, I was not as mad at what you said. I was more mad at what your other half said because I felt as if he just stepped out the box for no reason. I felt as if I've never got into it with neither one of you all before, and I know him for many, many years, and for him to just yell out those slurs were just wrong. I would never do that to
anyone
of you all.
I didn't say anything to you. I didn't say anything to you, Alyssa. No, let's not make
you
this
were,
about
you. When you were in the crowd, you had said, well, you know what, Ray, I don't want to say that online because I just detest those words. But
see, what you detest? What this ain't Ray. This is Q. And I didn't do.
But wait, no, don't detest. You said he said what? He said he didn't say anything. What did he say?
Look at how you.
I'll tell you what he said. She don't want to say because she don't like those people call her the master student thing. You know, people don't like those words. You know.
Oh, so wait, Q. You decided to yell out in the crowd what they were saying on the radio.
When Ray Ray called that master splitter, it was okay. When he was over there,
what happened?
I couldn't call you master splitter.
What you say?
Y'all fucking stop this shit. That's what I'm saying. Y'all trying to be just
no.
Y'all
got time to get
that way.
Wait, hold on. Wait, what was that? Wait, I'm sorry. Well, you know what? Like I said, I don't get into the reading because, like, we all are text on this phone. I was talking to somebody.
Hold
on, y'all. Let Alyssa talk. Let Alyssa talk, and then Q, you can go after Alyssa. Go ahead, Alyssa.
All I'm saying is we all are text on this phone. We all read down, okay? And we all hold our own. But in the same token, I don't take that route. And if that's what you feel about me, I'm not gonna sit there and try to change your mind. That's what you feel. That's what you feel. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of people who love me. A lot of people think differently about it. But it is what it is. But you know, if that's what you feel, that's your own opinion. I'm not gonna argue with you about it. But I will never disrespect you or read you or call you any names that I heard about you. So I just think it's wrong for you to say that towards me in the public forum. I just think that's wrong. You're a father of a house. You should have came to me personally if you had a problem with me.
And you know what? If you really want to know, I didn't even intend for you to even hear those words.
You lying, you lying.
I swear, you lying
on this fucking phone. Oh. What we not going to do on this phone, because we all from a certain school,
Kelly. You better blow that horn. We keeping it funky. Now, if that's her funny opinion, that's their opinion. But you lying on this fucking phone, Q. You lying on this phone, Brent. I don't care. I know him too, baby. That's the baby father. He's lying on his phone right now. No.
Who is that?
And you know what? Alyssa said that it's fine. She said it's fine. We all have our own opinion. And everybody, they have many opinions about me. I can give a fuck. So it's fine, you know?
Well, you know what? I want to say this.
I want to ask a question. I want to just, and then y'all could go ahead. Kelly, could y'all, or where did it come from and why is it here? What's the
master splinter?
Like, yeah,
but
like that's it.
You know what? Since you're going there.
No, I'm not being fair. I'm asking while she's on the phone, so I don't have to be caught up in no shade.
Well, yeah, I am on the phone, but there's no caught up in nothing. There's nothing to even go to. It was said. It was said. People read all the time. People call everyone everything in the book, and if that's what someone felt like calling, that's fine. I mean, we all been called names, honey, so it's nothing.
Not Master Splinter. No. Do you know what the fuck that is?
And guess what? Every bitch on this call, I can write you a shorthand list of the names they've been called. Okay?
Okay, I can say something. I'm going to say something to that. Every name that they call, Ray Ray may have called me, Q may have called me, I can tell you why they called me. I'm asking, what was that? If someone say truck driver feet, whatever, they may be talking about my feet. If someone say whatever, if someone say that fried arm, they may be talking about my arms. I'm telling you the reads they say about me. I'm not pressed. You know what I'm saying? So I just ask you, woman to woman, what is it that, you know, Master Splinter,
it's a read.
Oh, okay. That's baby.
Wait a minute. Nicole, is she reading herself?
Hold on, 15.
No, baby. Who in the hell is 15? Who is that?
Uh-oh.
No, baby. Like I said, it really shows some people intelligence. How could you sit there and say you read on herself? Bitch, a read is a read. Everyone's gonna read someone, you asshole.
Alyssa, you know what? You're right. I should have never called you Master Splinter. That was wrong. I'm not going to make a joke about it. That was rude. I should not have done that. But at the same token, I was just passionate and caught up in the moment when I was viewing everything that Ray Ray was viewing. And I get crazy about stuff like that on the panel because I feel like you're a legend and people look up to you and you paved your own way. You know what I'm saying? So have your own opinion. That's all I'm saying. Just have your own opinion. Do you up there. So that's the intelligible thing to do.
Father Q, I have a question. Did you just say that you were passionate?
I was passionately angry. So I apologize, Alyssa. I wanted to end it with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it is what it is, but I am apologizing to you for what it is. You know what I'm saying?
So since you say
I'm a father, you say I should be acting like a father. I felt like that's the fatherly thing to do, right?
And that's fine. Even if that's how you really feel. Like I said, we all have opinions about everybody. It is what it is. And like I said, I leave that shit at the balls. Okay?
I got a 9 to 5 just like you. So let me get up off here. I'm going to turn this back over to the people who run this. And Ray Ray, here you go. I apologize, Alyssa. I got to get up for work in the morning because, you know, that's how it goes.
Okay, it's after 12 o'clock. I would like to wish Athena Khan a happy birthday. I would like to wish Darnell Mizrahi from Atlanta a happy birthday. And I would also like to wish Ike Iwisu a happy birthday. It's after 12 o'clock. Happy birthday to all of y'all.
Happy birthday, guys. May God bless you with many, 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 many more.
Okay, so now can we please get back to the recap of this ball? Tayana, well, since all of y'all was at the ball,
Alyssa, what is your take of being sitting behind the judges' panel, voting the way you do? What was your take on what you seen happen in front of you?
Well, you know, I've been on panels, you know, for many, many, many years now, and you know, I'm so shocked that they said that this is the way I was voting. But I mean, that's everyone's opinion. But I mean, you know, I have a strong affection for the people who I voted for. I think they were turning it in the way that they were turning it. You know, the ball was interesting. It was very nice, I guess.
You guess.
No, I like Erica, and I like Kitty. The ball was very nice, and you know it is what it is. I mean, but y'all have to remember one vote don't you know rock the show. About six other judges on there.
Well, can I say something?
Okay, Tayana, your take on the ball.
My take on the ball. Well, this is how I'm gonna start off, because you know every ball we start off, we break the ball first, and I hate to deduct the points from her because of the fish that was at the door. She was really, really rude. She was really rude. I'm on the phone. I give her a 6. And the reason why I give her a 6 out of the 10 is because, you know, when you're communicating with people, no matter, everyone is not on Facebook or on Walk With Me Wednesday. And when you ask a person to judge a ball, I never had to pay to get anyone ball that I'm judging.
Oh, my God, that's, they made you pay, Tayana.
Her thing was, in the defense of her, I'm on the phone, young man. In the defense of her, she said her guest list closed at 2 o'clock. I got there around 2:45. So, but if I was aware of that, you know, I would have been there on time. But, you know, like I told Selvin, because I was upset with Erica, and it's not the way that, you know, she did it. It's what she said and how she said it. You don't fuck with a bitch on their wedding day. You never mess with a bride on their wedding day. You just remind them of what they did to you on their anniversary when they want you to bring that gift, and you don't.
Oh.
That's how you get a bitch back. Yeah, Erica, I mean, and she apologized to me, I guess, after she calmed down. And I know the way, for people that do throw balls, people don't know that it is frustrating, and I know she probably had a frustrating day, again, in defense of her. But you should not treat people like that drove 300-400 miles to your event to support you, and then you give them your ass to kiss in the end. That was the other thing.
Erica can address everybody after they finish.
What it is that Kitty came because the things that she said, you know, it hurting me the way she said it. Oh, I never intend for you to be on my judges panel on my list anyway. That's what she said to me. But yes.
She came out of Kitty's mouth.
Yes.
That's what she knew.
No, not Kitty. I was on Kitty's guest list. I was on Kitty's judges panel list.
And the things
that she said, I was like, okay, well, get Kitty. Then she was like, no. And Kitty came up, and, you know, I guess Erica was frustrating Kitty. So Kitty was, you know, she was really, really heartbroken. And me, I know how things are. So what I did was, you know, I don't want anyone to ever feel like I'm pressed to get anything for free, because they supported me just like I supported them. So what I did was I came and I gave Kitty, here's the $30, you know. We'll talk about it later, because, you know, I looked around. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted her to. No, not. Y'all take it the wrong way.
No, you said it the wrong way. All 15 always making shit shady. Go ahead, Tayana, finish.
Y'all just taking it the wrong way. And but Erica, again, that's my girl. I love her down. But, you know, again, that's how another one of my old girlfriends that I used to be girlfriends with, you know, they treated people like that. And you see what happened at her balls. Mm. It started going from 50 to 15, from 15 to 10 people. Mm. You cannot get people your ass to kiss after. You know, you know, they come and support you. That's all I want to say as a promoter.
Mm. Okay, 15, your take on the function, 15?
I already said those categories is late.
No, wait. The categories, no shade. It was hot. I'm sorry, 15. The category was hot.
Category
was hot.
Ray-Ray category was hot.
Runway.
No, the runway face. It's just that you can't say that it wasn't hot. Wait, listen. You can't say the category was not hot because the people didn't bring it right.
Overall, it was hot.
Oh, because you had a certain one, which was Escada, the young lady from Escada. She ate it. She turned it. Now, Vogue Film, I didn't really agree with that because you had clowns in there, killer clowns, as, you know.
These girls, basically, these girls came out there. These girls had no creativity with this category. These girls went to the costumes, a costume, and just put on face paint.
Right.
That's not Club Kid. I wish I was there, bitch. They would have gagged me. Say, Miss Erica and Kitty would have went home with $1,000 and this thing. I would have chopped them all.
Yeah. Okay.
No shade. I wanted to, but I didn't want anyone to say that I was being feared
that
they
bought. And they was really trying to sell it to the judges down, and the judges were looking at them like, girl, like.
Okay, Erica, now you heard what three people had to say that was at your function, Erica. Now your rebuttal, Erica.
Okay, well, the whole thing with Tiana was, now you know I love you, sister, and it was not like that. First of all, I was frustrated. I had a long, long day. And the whole judges thing, like, when we had made the judges for the House of Ebony, we had originally had put, me and Kitty had decided to put Fatty Ebony on the judges list, on the list for the judges for Ebony. So it wasn't like it was shade, like, I never meant for you to be on the list. We just put Fatty on the list. We didn't put you on the list. So that's why I said when they ever come to me saying that she was on the list, it was a gag to me. That was the whole thing. And then, even like I said at the ball, even if you were on the list, the judges list closed at 2:30. That's all I was saying. It wasn't to be rude, and it wasn't to be nasty, and it wasn't to make my judges pay, because the judges that I had put on the list and that we had agreed on did not pay to get in the ball.
My daughter, Erica, and then I
did come to you and apologize because I did calm down, thanks to Carlos Aga. I did calm down, and, you know, I started to pay everything. That I was just glad that everybody came out. Like you said, I was very appreciative that you and your crew drove from Chicago. Ray Ray and his crew drove from Chicago. The LaCroix came all the way from New York. Andre came from Atlanta. I was very appreciative of all of that.
But you know what, Erica, this is what I want to say. The ball was very nice, but this is what I say. And you being a smoker, you should know this. If you have no place for the people to go outside and smoke, then you shouldn't be charging a $10 re-entry fee. That's not fair.
Yeah.
You being a smoker yourself.
But I had Louisville Metro Police Department there, and they were telling me they didn't want kids outside. And if you got outside and you tried to smoke weed with the Louisville Metro Police Department, you're going to
jail. No, I'm not talking about weed. I'm talking about cigarettes. I'm talking about cigarettes. You know, a lot of people have an addiction to cigarettes, and for you not have to have a place. You know, when you go to a club in New York, I'm not gonna. Hello.
Yeah.
When you go to a club in New York, they have a smoking section. You didn't have no smoking section, and they were like, if you smoke in here, you're getting kicked out, and da da da. So I felt like maybe you should have worked it out with a place where they could have a section for people who are going outside to smoke, and that was it. But otherwise than that, the ball, I thought it was a fantastic ball. I think you did really good with the ball. I enjoyed the categories. It was very competitive. I just wish, you know, that the judges had their own mind.
Come to the light, Carol Ann. Don't be in the background. Come to the light. Come to the light.
I said, Erica, I enjoyed myself. You had a fantastic ball. I got four. I like what you had on your tables. It was actually drinkable liquor, something that, you know, you can actually feel. And I agree with Ray Ray. Like, you know, like the panel is very important, you know, and when people ain't up there being fair, or, like, if I'm judging for the next person to sit next to me, then I don't deserve to be up there because I don't have my own opinion. You know what I mean? So you want people up there that, and it's not your fault, you know what I'm saying, but that's all. But I had fun at your ball. I want you to know that. I love you.
My next question that I have, and this question is not towards Ray Ray, because she feels some type of way when you make statements about her, so this question is not directed towards Ray Ray. So do not answer this question, Ray Ray. Somebody hit me up, and they said, my sister, Miss Beverly, was carrying from the first category to the last category. Can I please
Who's Beverly?
Kool-Aid. Can I please have Tayana, Erica, or Alyssa comment on this situation?
I personally don't think she was carrier. I think she did a wonderful job, and her and Jack together. That's why I chose both of them together, because no shade to my auntie. On a few occasions, I've been to a bar where she's by herself, and she has gotten a little long-winded. But that's why I thought it would be a wonderful job for them to go together, and they can keep each other sharp and on each other's feet. So I don't think she was carrier. I thought she did a wonderful job and kept the ball flowing and very high. Now, you
well,
know,
Erica, you had a good time because Carlos hooked you up, so
no,
you know.
No, honey,
Carlos,
no.
That's...
No. Let's not say that. She did a very good job. And
well, I think I know who Carlos is.
Carlos Balenciaga.
No, let's not go there.
I just know
Yahoo, and they gave the very Miss Selvin wig and outfit was carrying, and so was Miss Erica on that motherfucking pill, thanks to Carlos.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, that's what Carlos was? Uh-uh, they sugarcoated it. It wasn't the pill. I'm telling you, Carlos don't pill dealer.
My next question that came across Yahoo, they said, any comments on booty?
On booty?
I think
booty is that is a wonderful man. I love him. I think him and Harold was dating or dated before. Because they just cat back and forth like lovers. And I live because they get to the point where they're going to fight, but then you know they're not going to fight. And then that just stirred everybody up. Sometimes it did get irritating because the ball, I thought that it was going to end. But Harold, you know, he just, you know, Harold, I guess Booty know how to push Harold buttons.
I heard that Booty and Harold got into it and they was about to fight or something.
They wasn't about to fight. They met each other, you know, and Booty and Harold, they wasn't about to fight, but, you know, they had words, whatever. It was nothing. I think when Booty was on the panel, he was very fair. Q said he sat next to him, and the people that were walking, they did have crunch on their face to walk face, but Booty was very fair for $1,000. He really was fair.
I thought so, too.
Booty was very fair.
But I do want to know that I didn't know Q. I didn't know that you and Rodney got into it. What happened?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's juice. Yes, Ayana. I like it. It's juice.
Q,
this.
Q has,
wait, excuse me. Ray. No, no.
He doesn't go to work in the morning.
He don't go to work now. He just was speaking in the background. Come to the light, Callan. Don't speak, Ray. Q, come on the phone.
He doesn't want to get on the phone anymore.
Oh, wow. That's that punk bitch shit. See? I don't know if Alyssa was right.
How that situation went was it just seemed like watching the panel, like Ray was walking against some not person. I don't even want to call a child now because I don't even know him like that. But you know a not when you see one though. Ray walking against him, and like Rodney didn't even hesitate. Like, you know what I'm saying? They wasn't even a. He was just like, you know, it was just wham, right over Ray Ray. So I'm like, really, that's how you feel? But see, I know that the Ray Ray must outwalk the boy because everybody else voted for Ray Ray. So I don't know what Rodney saw, but I can't really say nothing about that. All I did is I addressed Ray Ray, and I said something to Ray Ray about Rodney. Rodney came over there and said something to me, and I told Rodney, fuck him. Get the fuck up out of my face. See, you ain't no punk bitch. It's not even that. All I'm saying is just that's. I don't think that's right. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody just hit me up on Yahoo, and they said that was Rodney's piece for the weekend.
Oh, so Q, bow out gracefully. All right, Q, good night.
Okay.
Good night. I hope you have a wonderful day at work tomorrow. We just got our answer. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hey, what you mean that was walking one way? Honey, listen, ass work the same way as a vote for more
realness. Rodney is a...
You know, and I just gave me and Rodney be sisters. Me and Rodney.
That's her piece. You know how that go. You know of all people
that's
when y'all.
That's her piece for the
weekend. Yeah. You had to go, baby. Her
no,
piece was in
that,
the building.
That was Mark Infinity, so it couldn't have been his piece.
Oh, shit.
No, it wasn't Mark Infinity that I battled. It was some child that walked All American Runway with a lot of hair.
Oh, another Balenciaga again. Alyssa.
Hey, nigga, anyway, congratulations to Dominique Mother LaCroix,
oh,
legendary.
Wait, hold on.
She came down there and she let the girl motherfucking have it, honey.
No, it wasn't all of that.
Okay. Devin said, y'all not going to do this on this phone.
Let's be realistic here. She ain't let nobody have shit.
Somebody
just hit me up and they gave the regs. Kelly, oh, I'm so sorry. Carlos was not the one that gave Erica the pill. She got the pill from somebody else.
Exactly, bitch. I told all of y'all, Carlos don't sound like a motherfucker ill. Y'all got to get in, Carlos. See, y'all got to get into Miss Ray Mona, period, darling.
First of all, my daughter, I watched Carlos put the pill in my daughter's mouth. Now,
Carlos is not just only the pill man, Ray Ray.
Carlos He was the bartender as well.
Okay.
Shit, let's be real about it.
I'm gagging, mother.
I got you, daughter. Don't worry, baby. I got you.
Ooh,
I got
Kelly,
you.
Kelly, you got one thing to say, Kelly.
But you know what? I give Dominique her props. She did a good thing. She ain't let the girls have it now.
Right.
But she walked. It was cute for her. It was a split. And it
I don't
was
know,
was
Dominique. I don't know if Dominique's out there and he's listening or any of the choirs listening. But somebody just hit me up on Yahoo and they gave me like, now that Dominique won his $500 in Kentucky and he won the cash at Jasmine's Collections Ball. Can he please return that bird effect?
I want to say one thing. Dominique, mm-hmm. She didn't let nobody have it. We were tied. Q had just finished arguing with Rodney.
But they just said it. Everybody on this live Ray said that Dominique came to Kentucky and she let it, walked it out, Ray. We know you
now,
are the legend, but Dominique walked it out.
Now, I didn't say that when they let Rodney
roll
you out at the Midwest Awards Ball.
Wait, excuse me. But that's not what you said, okay? Let's not do it, bitch. You said Rodney had no right along with everybody else. Don't do it, bitch. Don't do it.
Hold on. I was about to take a caller. But I see somebody else just has stepped up in the motherfucking building.
Who, dear? Oh! Yes!
Welcome to the show!
They must have been calling your phone and said your name was being thrown everywhere.
It works like that when I don't call in and out on the show, but when I'm on the show.
Oh, knock it off, please. Wait a minute. Oh, you know what? Since he did call in, Rodney, me and you both, we discussed a list of being fierce on the panel, so let's just be honest about the situation here.
Let's tell him why he really came up here. They said that you threw shade at Ray Ray because your date for the weekend, the child was over here in the American Runway. He was your date for the weekend. So when it came down to picking, you had no hesitations at all. And Q thought that, no, let me finish. I want to give it to you right, brother. And Q thought that was kind of fucked up. You know, like Ray Ray is your sister. You just did not even look at her, bitch. But then they hit Kelly up and said that was your date. So Q said, oh, okay. You know, that explained everything, Rodney. That was that.
Doesn't explain anything. When I judge, the girl that I've been knowing for over 15 years, I pulled him immediately over there to me and told him why I didn't vote for him. I didn't have any dates in Kentucky. I have
no, we're not talking about Dominic. We talk about the first child, Riley.
We're talking about Ray Ray.
No, we talk about the first child I battled.
Who was the first child?
Oh, now you don't know him.
I don't know.
I'm just fucking with you, Riley. I'm just fucking with you.
Listen.
Oh, but I want to tell you this, Riley.
Wait, Riley, my turn. Riley doesn't have that much time
because Riley's at work, so let Riley talk.
Whoever texted Kelly and said my date, that was my date for night. I don't remember who the person was, but my friend lives in Miami, Florida. He walks real So whoever hit you up and told
you. Oh, so that's why you got on this show. Oh, you had to clarify it. Okay.
I came to clarify that.
Okay, yes, Rodney, bitch. Yes.
No Jake Nick.
So wait, so Riley, my father James said that once somebody gets their 10, it shouldn't matter about their effect. It's about the runway at that point. And
but
you said out your mouth that
hold on. Since you said that, yes. And what did I tell you at the end? Both y'all were walking, but if y'all both were walking and I felt that his effect was better, that's why I voted for him. I was a tiebreaker. That was my opinion.
I just got breaking news.
Meniska just landed. She said caller.
For the other battles, I told him he wasn't walking. Then when he walked against Dominique, he was walking, but Dominique looked to me than Ray Ray. I got off the panel because I read Q lips when he was talking to Ray Ray, but I told Ray Ray to come stand next to me. I called Ray Ray over to me to tell him myself. And then when Ray Ray walked over to Q, Q was like, why the fuck is you talking to him? He not going to vote for your motherfucking ass anyway, so shut the fuck up. So I went and told Q, Ray, I've been knowing Ray much longer than you, whether y'all sleep together every night or not. If I see Ray not walking, I've been seeing Ray walk since 1996. So I know when Ray is walking and when he's not walking, and I see his effects. So I know what the fuck I'm looking for. Just because Ray my sister don't mean I have to vote for her every time. Since y'all say y'all want us to be fair, then I'm being fair. That's my fucking vote. My fucking opinion. And that's how the fuck I voted.
Oh, my God.
Tell
him why you mad, son.
They asked for opinions and votes
of being fair that
he gave it to you.
He said what?
I said, y'all
asked
the people to be fair.
Knock it off, Tayana.
I did tell Ray Ray again after the battle when I voted for Dominic O'Reilly. I said, now you bitch, you definitely walked for me that battle. You definitely, both of y'all was walking. But I like Dominique's whole creativity and whole effect better than Ray Ray, and that's why I voted for him. And I told Ray Ray this, so I get what
I'm
saying.
Yeah, he did tell me that. But it's no shade. It's no shade. When Dominique is walking down, that's my walk. And I've had this discussion with her that she
maybe it don't
she
matter that she served you, Marie.
Yeah, but you know why? Why is that Dominique over is her effect? Anytime you ask that bitch to bring her like a bird, that bitch know what to do.
Now,
I'm not trying to read that bitch Easton. Anytime you get anytime. I'm telling you, anytime that bitch got to do a bird effect or something, that bitch brings it in bright colors and everything. But the Dominique walked down is no shade, but who I felt, in my opinion, to the world was Marcus Kennedy.
Marcus Kennedy, right.
Who's that?
Marcus Kennedy. People think because you're big, you're not supposed to, you know, you can't
watch
walk
out for
or
the big girls.
You
watch
can't
out.
Walk or you can't vote. But that big bitch brought it. She kept up with
no shade. Even Andre said for a big girl, she was walking her motherfucking ass off.
Yes.
She really, really was.
She really was.
I give props when props is due. I'm not a fierce queen.
Somebody just hit me up on Yahoo, and they gave the right, yes, she's a big bitch, and she was walking, but she wasn't walking home with that 500 that night, so please stop talking about it.
Oh, wow.
Kelly, Salvin said, could you call her? Get on this line. Get on this phone.
Oh, Nicole, do you know what I sent you earlier today?
Yes, but what did I do?
You put all the Fem Queen categories for cash and left all the Whisper categories with nothing. That's
I. Wait. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
That's
Okay.
All the legendary film queen categories, dollar signs, and all the legendary categories, nothing. We got to work just as hard. We got to dress up just as much. We got y'all, my outfits are
all right, Rodney. All right. You're not going to sit here and go off. I heard you. I apologize. And we will work things out, okay? I'm not going to sit here and pooty pop around like my first thought is not the women and that, you know, I want to see the femme queens return to the scene. But I didn't mean no harm. And a lot of people said that, and I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, they're reading me because only the femme queens got cash categories and all the butch queens doesn't. So I'm sorry, Rodney, and I'll have it fixed.
Become a fembot.
Hello, Beverly,
you're
there.
I know. Hey, y'all.
Well, Selva, hold on, Selva, before you say something. I would like, because I heard that too. I think Selva did an excellent job.
What's all that in the background? Rodney is trying to tell y'all about Selva's job when y'all just was saying that she didn't do it. Come on.
I said Selva was doing an excellent job. She really kept the flow going with her and Zach together. You know, it was definitely popping. I didn't see anything where someone said, Selva was doing what now? What did they say Selva was doing?
They said she was carrying on.
She was on a power struggle from the motherfucking time the door started until the door ended.
And I don't think so.
She did a good job.
It was ridiculous, and they gave them a motherfucking headache. They gave them a bitch. They said, this is the exact words. They said, Jack, they know he's stressed and he's over the motherfucking ballroom scene. They said, please do not leave the ballroom scene. And not Beverly.
Oh. What is that?
Where did she get the name Beverly from?
Beverly Johnson. Where you been, Ray Ray?
I'm sorry.
Where did you get the name Mona from?
Let's be nice on this phone. Beverly, don't wear that wig no more.
Just make sure you don't wear that outfit no more.
And that's why she didn't win.
That you got through on.
Oh, I'm just saying, Beverly, that wig, I don't like that.
And I'm just saying, I didn't like those balloons.
And you know what the shade is? I picked those balloons up right in the back before I walked.
And you know the shade is? Yellow is not your color.
You
started. I didn't even know you was on the phone.
That's be nice, Beth.
Let's be kind, Ray Ray.
Alyssa is on the phone. Tayana's on the phone. Rodney's on the phone. 15 is on the phone. Erica's on the phone. And
who
Kelly.
Is 15? Who is 15?
That's my girlfriend. I ask her questions, Ray Ray, because she will read you.
And they said what Rodney was trying to tell you, Mother, was that they had said that you was carrying on, and Rodney was saying you did a good job. And everybody said you did a good job, so bah humbug.
Yeah, that was Ray Ray. Could have been.
I didn't say nothing.
It was my sister.
The only thing I didn't like about Miss Beverly,
is that
every time somebody hit her, she hit them back while they was walking.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say, Beverly. You was being real aggressive.
Y'all are nuts.
That was crazy.
What is that noise in the background?
I'm at the airport, sweetie. I didn't call. They called me. Why are you mad, Ray Ray? You have not said nothing nice yet. I wonder why.
I'm sorry, Bev.
I know, Ray, sis. You're trying to get over that loss.
No, Ray, bitch. Ray. Get over that loss, bitch. I'm not
okay. She
loss.
Is gagging
I'm
at
mad.
That loss.
No.
Okay.
What made me angry was that you went and told on me right before I went in the room. You really did that.
What? The eyeliner?
That'd be not Beverly.
What?
Beverly.
I thought the same way you Kiki got my Tina Turner.
Y'all is crazy.
I'm sorry. Well, whoever 15 is, thank you for saying that. You thought I did a good job. Thank you.
That's right. We said that already. Okay, they said that. All right.
I thought the ball was going to be over when you lost, no shade, though.
Why? I'm much older. I'm.
I know. I know, and I'm real proud of you. I'm real proud of you, though.
I'm 26 years old, honey. I'm real proud of you.
Cause
wait, hold everything, baby. She said she is 26. No. We not gonna sit on this phone and booty pop each other around. 26?
I was proud of her though.
I have a question for you since you was commentating at the
Who's
bar.
This? Who's this?
15.
How did you feel about the face category? Because I personally didn't like the category, but what did you feel about that category?
About the face category?
Yeah, the club kid.
Well, really, I wasn't a drunk, so I really couldn't, like, you know, say anything about it. But everybody looked nice.
Oh, shit, that's
okay.
A nice political way of answering it. Mm.
Have another caller, 312-823. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello?
312-823. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello?
Hello, you there?
Hello, this is Mother Bianca.
Hi, Bianca. What's juice?
Hey, how y'all doing? I wasn't at the ball in Columbus, but I was just listening.
Columbus, the boy wasn't even in Columbus.
Wait, we're not talking about Columbus.
No. I wasn't at the ball in Kentucky. I'm sorry. I've been cocktail. I'm sorry. I ain't on y'all level. I wasn't at the ball in Kentucky, but I just wanted to kind of call in on Roddy's defense. And I kind of know that he's a fair judge. Like, in Columbus, no, it was the final battle. It was tag team Tech Siren. And I know that he's very fair, so if he didn't vote for Ray Ray, it was just probably something that wasn't, you know.
Mistake, but y'all girls, it's a mess mistake.
Read it.
They gave Dre, please get this ugly black bitch off the phone mistake. This unsexy ass motherfucking bitch mistake. I'm gagging at you girls on Yahoo mistake. Y'all gotta stop reading my callers.
Is that Beyonce Vito?
No, I'm just listening, and I know that
Roddy. Baby, you all right. This is with a platform you could do. You pay those bricks and knots and bumps and cocks. You all right. You came in to voice your opinion, and you did. And we all been saying all night, Ray Ray, I love you.
Wait a minute. We never said Rodney wasn't fair. We said Alyssa wasn't fair. We didn't say Rodney wasn't fair.
Where's Miss Alyssa?
Wait, hold on.
We didn't say. No, I mean, real team. The whole conversation was about Alyssa. We didn't say Rodney wasn't being fair.
Oh, they did say Rodney
wasn't
fair
because
they said he didn't vote for you.
No, we never said that, Alyssa.
We said Rodney wasn't fair because he didn't vote for Ray Ray.
You know, we all girlfriends. It's all a good time. I just want to make sure everybody knows that House of Beast was having a mini ball on the...
She turned the way she did that, bitch.
And if she didn't turn it, bitch, Switchboard turned it because she's gone.
She said, I just want to let y'all know about the Huffy piece.
Wasn't no girlfriends that night.
Somebody hit me up and tell that bitch, Ray Ray. He ain't been 26 in the last 10 years.
Okay. Okay.
Tough crowd.
Okay. But I want everybody to know, because I could definitely promote this. I could definitely promote this because
because he paid for his time, honey. I want everybody to come out to motherfucking D.C. next weekend, honey, to the Icon James Carnes Ball, honey. It's going to be in D.C. and Suitland, Maryland. Miss Saint, it's going to be fun. I'm going to be in the building. Kula's going to be in the building. Nicole's going to be in the building. Well, I'm not going to be in the building. West Coast mother Kelly Mizrahi will be in the building. She will be in D.C. the whole weekend. She's going to be lit, bent over someplace, girl. Come out and have fun, bitch, and last motherfucking do it, bitch, because we're going to do it like we can't motherfucking do it, bitch. And girls, all you got to do is come up to me and ask me, where's those grabs? And I'm going to have those grabs.
You ain't pissing no time, Tayana?
Y'all going to have Carlos come all the way there?
No, wait, Tariq said to tell you he was the one that said it.
Who said that?
Wait, hold on, Ray Ray.
Oh, my gosh. What did I do?
Yes. Ray Ray, just listen. Mind you, Shade is, you know that what you said at first, the Balenciaga who said that to you? I know who it was.
Cool.
Oh, you sat there, you figured that
tell
out,
me,
bitch.
You
was
know
not letting
really
that go.
Tell me.
No, the girl just called me on the other line and told me who it was.
Oh, who was it? Say name so we can know who's the leak in the midst of the House of Balenciaga. Because Kelly's been talking about a leak.
No, it wasn't a leak. It wasn't a leak. It's someone who I got into it with in the house. So that person was just saying all sorts of things about me. But it's fine. I love everyone.
The person that told me the House of Balenciaga. Actually, if you want to know, who I spoke to about the person I spoke to about it was Rodney. That's never been my name. Punk bitch and my name don't even go together, bitch. It's like vinegar and water.
I'm not sure. And besides, they mix in a lot of things today. Who's to say that they can't mix that, bitch? Who's to say they mix in female figure with femme queen? Why can't they mix you with punk bitch? Bitch, why not?
You know what, Nicole? You've really been really trying it on this phone, but I'm going to have the show's over.
I just want to formally let everybody know, listening out there in radio land, okay, that we have 2 more weeks left until the show is over, until September, and the show is going on hiatus. After James' commercial is done, Miss Thing, I have no more commercials to advertise. I'm taking the show on a full blackout, Miss Thing.
You didn't pay for no time? Shit, Kelly, we were talking before this ball of stuff. I can't believe you.
At the last night of the radio show is going to be May 5th, my birthday, Memorial Day. So we'll be recapping everything that happened in D.C. All the girls are going to be sending me all the tea of the queens that they caught sucking dick on camera and everything in Miami. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have all of that for y'all on May 30th on my birthday. And that's going to be the last show in September.
Kelly.
Yes.
We're going to have to do a 4th of July Monday recap. We're going to have to.
And what about Jack's birthday? What about Jack's birthday ball?
Ball or something to say. Come on that Monday and I'll recap that ball. But doing the show every day of the week is not going to happen. If it's a hot ball and it was hot things that happened or a bitch had a fight or anything, you know, I'll be here and we'll be in the building.
Yes.
Well, I want to say goodnight to everybody. I love you all.
I love you too. I'm so sorry about what happened in Kentucky. Better luck next time. But you know.
You know what they call fuck you, bitch.
It happened to me in Chicago, you know.
Well, this is Howdy. 15. This is 15. I want to say good night, everyone.
Good night, 15.
Later.
Okay, then we gotta
come on in. Y'all are a mess.
Wait, Callie.
Yes.
Callie, this is, I think I know who 15 is. I think that's the little boy who ran our crown when he got scolded by his house mother.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Wait a minute. I'm catching that voice, and I'm real good with voices. And, bitch, everyone knows, bitch, I pop a bitch real fast. So, bitch, what's the day? Baby, everyone know I pop a bitch real fast. What's the tea, Miss 15?
This is what he said when he
didn't
win with his mother.
He got scolded. Mama ran off in the bathroom crying in Kentucky because she didn't win. She won the girl I didn't vote for.
And no.
If you come to Detroit, Miss 15, I'm not voting for you. Wait, look. And if you come to Detroit, I'm not voting for you then either.
Oh, shit, honey. You got mail.
It would be so sad if that's not the person.
I don't even know, honey. But we got
Jay, that is the person. I caught that Jay.
Tayana didn't read the way I needed her to read, Miss Sang, honey. I don't know what's going on, honey. Everybody, I had a blast, honey. It's the Lord. It's a lot going on. 15 do not walk. Somebody hit me up and said 15 do not walk balls.
15 do walk balls, baby.
That's Miss Tyreek, because she know who 15 is.
They said 15 don't walk balls. She played with them.
Oh, shit.
Oh, really?
Oh, what's the juice, Kelly? What's the juice? Really?
Baby, I'm trying to find out some inside source for me. I mean, I can't spill what I found out my tea, honey. I just need to know for me, honey. I'm trying to find out for me so I can know, bitch, because I don't like to be in the dark, honey.
Part of my house this weekend.
You said what?
Don't worry about it, baby. I'll see you around.
Oh.
Wasn't this a
tavern timer? One day at a ball. Down in Kentucky.
Hold on 1 second.
Down in Kentucky.
Yeah.
He said, don't worry about it. Moving right along. Do we have any callers out there that would like to talk to Erica about her ball? Or maybe Rodney about his date in Miami or Kentucky on Tayana and what she thinks?
It ain't no more luggage coming out?
Bitch, no, we don't have nobody else. The only thing that's left, the only lady that is left to say is, bitches out there, Miss Thing, you reap what you motherfucking sow. You dance with the devil on a blue moon night, and bitches, you're going to as a motherfucking and to all you motherfucking bitches that took what you took from me until you do right by me, ain't nothing good going to happen in your motherfucking life. Jail and everything else waits in your motherfucking future.
Baby, Kelly, I was looking on Facebook and my brother is now a 007. What's up with that?
What's up with it?
Rock is now a 007?
Baby, it says what it says, honey. It is what it is. It is what it is, and it do what it do. Maybe the House of Ebony has a position for him.
Oh, shit.
Baby, I just don't know, honey. I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to go into full details of things that happened, but baby.
Let's think, well, what happened? Because, I mean, I need to know the juices thing. You spill, you're not Kelly Miss Vani on the radio.
The only thing everybody needs to know is that in May 30th, it's my birthday. 7:33 p.m., I was born to my mother, honey. And my mother Gemini, bitch. And the girls have unleashed the other side of my motherfucking Gemini. So, girls, please stay tuned for the upcoming events. Because I'm going to give y'all girls a motherfucking show that y'all ain't never seen motherfucking before, bitch. If y'all thought that the bitch, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody.
Mm.
And everybody that's on the phone line, y'all can stay on the phone line. And y'all can listen to what I have to say, Miss Day, because you know I'm about to give y'all my color purple. Study. They say I'm sure am ugly. They say I sure is fat, honey. They say I sure is a little bit illiterate. But you know what? I ain't a motherfucking dumb bitch, honey. And I'm a child of the motherfucking God, this thing. And so when you girls do wrong by me, your motherfucking life is going to motherfucking fail, bitch. Because I've been a queen that's been in this scene for 15 motherfucking years. And everything a bitch has motherfucking learned, bitch, they learned from looking over my shoulder, Miss Thing, and I have taught them, Miss Thing. So anything I build up, I shall crash down. And at the end of the motherfucking day, I'm going to always still be the bitch that stands on top. Because why? I am the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi. And I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom or whatever way you girls go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex and you do wrap it up, because the life you save will be your own. And when you're bleeding out your ass and you're pussing out your mouth, Miss Day, best to believe I can be here to take you to the hospital. And I'll see y'all back here next week, Monday, for the recap show. And the show will not be on tomorrow, and the show will not be on Wednesday. We'll be back here next week, Monday, for the recap show. But if something happens in between tomorrow, I will send out a major email blast and let y'all girls know that I'm going to be on the air tomorrow night. But until then, I'll see y'all all next week, unless I send you out a blast. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nah, 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 come on.
Yeah.